What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies. The list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast. In this episode, we dive into the unsettling case of Jennifer Farber Dulos, who vanished on May 24, 2019. Amidst a divorce and custody battle, her estranged husband, Fotis Dulos, and his partner, Michelle Trokinis, became the center of a shocking conspiracy. Today, we bring you up to the moment coverage from the courtroom as Trokinis faces trial, accused of a role in this presumed murder.
You can bring the jury in, please.
Actually, before the jury comes out, maybe this would be a good, there are a couple of small issues that housekeeping matters, if we could wait.
Well, we can take it up.
We'll take it up at the end.
That's fine.
Stay up. I know.
Counsel stipulate to the presence of all of the jurors.
Yes, Your Honor.
Yes.
Thank you.
Your Honor, we stopped prior to the break at 22:49. I'm going to hit play and resume the video.
Thank you.
May, Your Honor, I believe that Detective Clabby, did that conclude the video?
It does conclude the video.
Thank you. I have nothing further, Your Honor, for Detective Clabby.
Finish your own work.
Can we approach for a moment, Your Honor? Does the state intend to recall this witness?
I believe it, Detective Clabby will be called later, Your Honor.
Well, then there's a housekeeping procedural matter that I would like to address. I need the jury to be excused for a moment.
Well, perhaps we can just, how long will it take?
About maybe 120 seconds.
We can do that at a sidebar. All right.
Require more than just a moment to ask jury. Please briefly turn to the jury deliberation. Please do not discuss any of the evidence that you have seen today. Turn to your.
May I inquire, Your Honor, do you want Detective Clabby to step out as well?
Well, court does not know the nature of the house.
Yeah, I'm not going to request that he step out from this.
Okay, thank you.
No, you can hear this. Before the court reconvened after lunch, I had asked Attorney Manning whether or not the witness may be recalled. She has indicated that certain other witnesses may be recalled, but for matters that were indirectly or shall I say, completely separate. Certain witnesses, such as the detectives that were involved, not just now, but throughout the investigation, I might have more lengthy cross-examination. And I said I would then, if you're going to recall, I'm not going to object, but I'm going to defer my cross-examination until then. The state indicated to me off the record they're going to object to that. So I think the matter needs to be resolved, and here's why. Several witnesses, including Detective Clabby, I may have some more extensive cross. I might even have things that might be impeachment-type evidence. I shouldn't have to do that piecemeal, since confrontation and the right to cross-examine is a constitutional right. So in some cases, the court has ordered that if there's going to be a witness, and if I object, then the state has to put that witness on for everything that it wants to use, and then I only have to cross-examine once. If I'm not objecting to their doing it in piecemeal, where they're going to recall the witness 2-3 times maybe, I shouldn't have to do a cross and then wait and do another cross, maybe have to repeat the same kind of impeachment. It doesn't make sense, plus I submit that's ineffective, and I think it wastes judicial resources as well. If I'm going to cross, if I want to come back to this in a week or two when the witness comes back, if there are matters I want to address, it may actually relate to something that happens later. I shouldn't have to say I'm going to do this and be limited to that and then have the witness come back, and then I can't go back to that. So I'm going to ask the court either that the witness has to testify to everything that the court will allow me to defer my cross-examination. They can move on to the next witness. And if I have information pertaining to this, it may relate to something that's going to happen later. I shouldn't be precluded just because the state doesn't find that convenient.
Well, the court's view is this. It is easier to follow
It is easier to follow a cross-examination right after a direct examination for the jury's sake, for the fact finder's sake. The fact that certain cross-examinations may be repeated should not sacrifice clarity for the jury. Court sees no problem with returning to any witness. If one witness is called and the direct examination is limited, then the cross-examination is limited to the scope of that direct. It's easy for the jury to follow. But if, for example, if Detective Clabby were to be or would return in a couple of weeks and then the jury would have to reference what happened 2 weeks ago to understand the nature of the cross-examination 2 weeks from now. That is more difficult to follow.
That may be, but that's on the defense. But I would note that the right to cross-examine as a constitutional right is, I think it's paramount to whether or not there's a sense of clarity, which to my knowledge is not in the rules or in the Constitution. To the extent that what I might want to ask this witness is about what he did today is related to what's going to come in, I can't control the order of the state's witnesses. That's true. But I shouldn't have to sacrifice the right to confront and cross-examine for the sake of expedience or clarity. And that's why I would defer my cross till the witness returns. Your Honor will recall that this witness was involved in some of the other aspects of this based on the suppression hearings that we had. And I would rather do the cross-examination at once rather than breaking it up. And, you know, if I do it only once, if I've waived it, if the jury forgets as to what I'm talking about, again, that's on us, that's on the defense. But I shouldn't have to repeat or, for that matter, break up my cross-examination for the sake of the state's convenience, which is what it sounds to me like we're doing here. To be honest, Judge, I've never, ever been in a situation, and I've been practicing now for 42 years almost, that I could not defer. If it's the same witness, you know, I'm the one, then if the jury forgets about the issue at that point, then I'm the one who loses that ability for the juror recall. But I shouldn't have to cross-examine on one point, the state brings the witness back in a month or in 2 weeks, and have to cross-examine on that point. And then maybe they bring him back a third point. I'm limited to that. I believe that as a right to cross-examine, I should be able to do it once, if that's my choosing. That if I want to do it at once, and that's it, rather than break it.
So the practical question is this. If the jury hears direct testimony today, and 2 weeks later hears the cross, and there's an objection based on the fact that the state may claim, well, this cross is beyond the scope of the direct 2 weeks from now, then the court would have to rule, and the court may not remember what was within the scope this day, such that it would overrule the state's objection. So in other words, if we're going to talk to Detective Calabi 2 weeks from now about this video, but the state is not asking about this video 2 weeks from now, the claim can be objection beyond the scope. The court would have to try to remember what was within the scope on this date.
I will note, Your Honor, that one of the aspects of cross-examination tests memory. It tests bias, prejudice, etc., which is a fundamental right to cross-examination. I shouldn't have to do that more than once. I do it once. If I have to do it again, then that just, since the witness, unlike when we're dealing with sequestration, it's the same witness. And for that same witness, for me to have to reinvent the wheel each time I submit is, you know, never mind that it's less, maybe it's less efficient, but it's, again, a fundamental right as opposed to just a matter of convenience. My alternative then is to object to the recall of this witness. I should only have to cross-examine a state's witness once.
Well, that's not a rule. You should only have to cross-examine a state's witness once. You can point to no authority for that.
It's
you wish
true.
To be heard?
Yes, Your Honor, just briefly. There's multiple problems with this. The state has a right to present as our witnesses in our case as I see fit. By requiring us to indicate whether or not we're going to be recalling a witness for another particular issue, regardless if it's Detective Clabby or Officer Coughlin, as I indicated before, actually puts the state in a position of making a decision prematurely. It is hindering the state's ability to perhaps pivot later in our case. And again, the same concept of the idea that I don't have to disclose that. There's nothing to indicate I do. I do because it is I'm informing the court as well as the defense counsel that the witness is still under subpoena and the state has an intention to recall that individual. I may change my mind as the case goes on. The idea that counsel would prevent or stop his cross-examination with respect to the subject that the witness has testified to puts the state in a position of being forced to recall somebody that we may not see that we have to. Counsel indicates cases, and yet I would like to see what cases or legal authority that he is actually citing. Now, with respect to the witness today, Detective Clabby's testimony is extremely limited to this video. Counsel should be, if he has an opportunity to cross within the scope of his examination, this clear code of evidence, and it should be contained within the scope of the direct examination. If and when Detective Clabby comes back to testify, any cross-examination should be contained within that scope of examination. That is the way it is done. Otherwise, it causes confusion for the jury, confusion for all involved, and a waste of time. So the state would object if he wishes to cross Detective Clabby, he should do so now.
Well, I'll note, Your Honor, I don't know authority that allows the state to call a witness a second or a third time after a cross-examination. Maybe then they can clarify information that was exposed during cross-examination. So I would suggest they could point to any authority that allowed them to do that as a matter of right. I would be shocked. But the bottom line, Your Honor, is I'm not requiring them to call Detective Clabby back. The question is, if they don't call him, then I've waived my right to cross-examine him unless I ask that he remain under subpoena, and I'll call him in the case, the defense case. So that's, I see the prosecutor arguing two different things. I'm not requiring them to call the witness back just because they're reserving that right. The question is, I am reserving the right to only have to cross-examine the witness once, unless I believe it needs clarification at that moment.
Thank you. The court cannot state that there is a right to only one cross-examination of one witness. Court's role is to conduct the proceeding in an orderly, fair, and efficient manner. But efficiency cannot undercut order. It's easier to follow for the jury and for the court. Direct examination, cross, limited to the scope of the direct. So the request to essentially defer a cross-examination is not really a deferral at all. Cross-examination today is limited to the direct today. The cross-examination 2 weeks from now may implicate what is said today, so that cross-examination can be directed to those issues that are still relevant on that day. So the court is only going to allow cross-examination limited to the scope of the direct.
I ask the court to note my strong exception to that ruling.
Thank you.
I just need a moment.
And I will note while the jury is out that I'm going to ask that the witness, I'm going to ask some questions, but I'm going to ask that the witness remain under subpoena with the possibility that we would call the witness back in the defense case in order to ensure his availability.
If I may just be clear on one matter, Your Honor, the state has subpoenaed Detective Clabby with respect to the state's subpoena. The state, I do not want to be, and I've made this very clear multiple times, I am not going to be providing witnesses for the defense. He has the subpoena power. He can issue a subpoena today if he wishes, or the court can order clearly. But what I don't want to get into as the case goes on is because the state has issued a subpoena, defense counsel requesting the state provide that witness. I do not want to get into that. Just to keep things very clear and clean, if Your Honor wishes to extend that today in court, I understand that. I just really have concerns about the state's subpoena applying to the defense case.
This is an easy matter. The court is not going to order a witness to appear for the defense under a state subpoena. The request is denied. Bring the jury back in.
Just for the record, Your Honor, I had one witness left for today. I am going to ask that she be released. She would come back tomorrow.
Thank you, because we are planning to dismiss it 4:45.
Thank you.
Counsel stipulate to the presence of all of the jurors.
Yes, sir.
As I understand your testimony and was watching that video, sir, you started filming at, you said, 4:30 in the morning?
It was 4:21 a.m., sir.
And at the end of the video, it looked like it was 5:31 p.m., is that right?
That's correct.
So that wasn't a 13-hour video we just saw, was it?
No, sir.
So you filmed a little bit, turned it off, and then filmed something else, turned it off again?
Correct.
So what were you doing in the hours in between each segment?
I was assisting Detective Lopreor, doing scene measurements, sketch maps, and then I assisted at the time Sergeant Davison with his efforts at the scene.
All right. So you mentioned two individuals. I just want to be clear. One was Lopreor.
Correct.
And he was at the time a trooper.
I'm not sure of his rank at the time, sir.
At some point, he became a detective, right?
Correct.
But wasn't he in transition about that time from being a trooper to maybe joining the major crime squad?
I would refer you to him. I'm not sure of his path through the state police.
Fair enough. And who was the other individual that was there?
At the time, his rank was Sergeant Davison.
Davidson?
Correct.
And I notice at one point when you're filming the side of the Range Rover, we see in a reflection a cameraman or a camera person. That's you, correct?
Correct.
And then you see two individuals walking behind you in that same reflection, correct?
Correct.
Was that one of those people, Trooper or Detective Lopreor?
I don't know who they were.
Well, what about Sergeant Davidson? Was one of those two people in the reflection Sergeant Davidson?
He was not on scene at that time.
So who were all the other people that were on scene while you are in various rooms filming?
That would be other members of the unit who were assigned to the van to process the scene.
So tell us how many people were in there at that time.
At the time, I would say at that one moment where you see the reflection, there is a total of three people.
And how about during the course of your filming from 4:30 or 4:21 a.m. till that time?
The majority of the time would be myself. The only time I would be with other individuals is if I requested another light. As you can see, I'm using another light to illuminate the room so you can visualize what I'm trying to record. And at times, either a battery would die and I would request another piece of equipment, or another individual who works within the unit who's on scene would assist in providing light.
Well, my question had been, who else was in there during the course of your filming? And I haven't really heard you tell me.
The exact individuals that were in there with me at that time, I don't recall exactly whom.
How many?
As I stated, three, sir.
Total of three others for the whole day?
At that one time that you requested, it was a total of three.
Now, I asked between 4:21 a.m. and the end of that film, how many other detectives were inside the home?
The exact number, I cannot tell you. I would refer you to the notes of whoever else did reports. There was a handful of us there doing certain things, such as scene. Two people will do photographs. A person will do video. A person will do sketch. We have a supervisor on the scene. And we have another person doing evidence. So
if I subtract you as the person doing the video, we're talking about at least six other people, at least, right?
Possible, yes.
Were you made aware before you started filming that there had been uniformed police officers that had walked through the house?
I was aware that there was a response to the scene that uniformed officers had indeed entered the house.
Were you aware that officers had actually moved some of the items and had picked up items to look at them? Were you aware of that?
I'm not aware of that.
Nobody told you that, right?
I'm not aware of that.
Were there any New Canaan police officers or detectives on the scene while you were filming?
Well, any of them on the scene would have been down in the cul-de-sac.
So no one was in the house while you were filming?
Not when I was in the house, correct.
Okay. Were you aware that civilians, for want of a better term, had already been through that garage that day?
At the time of filming the video, I was not aware if that was a possibility.
Were you aware that at least the babysitter had been in there?
At the time of filming, no.
Were you aware that at least one of the children had been in the house?
Objection. We could get a time frame.
That's fair enough. Between the time that the report of a missing person came in and the time of your filming, were you aware that at least one of the children had been in that house?
I would not be aware of that.
Were you aware that at least one detective from the New Canaan police had already gone through that house?
I would not be aware of that.
Were you aware that a cleaning person or a housekeeper had been in through the garage?
I would
objection.
Have.
Objection. Bring it a time frame again.
Again, between the time of the report of the person being missing, withdrawn. I now realize why that objection is correct. Between the time that the last time that Jennifer Dulles was seen in her vehicle and the time of your beginning the video, you're aware that the housekeeper, cleaning person, had been in that garage?
At the time of filming, I would have no way to have that information.
I have no further questions at this time.
Is there a redirect examination?
Not at this time, thank you.
Detective, you may step down.
Thank you, sir.
As I indicated, Your Honor, I have another witness, but it is late in the day. If we could call that person tomorrow, they will be here bright and early.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we are not going to hear any more testimony today from any witnesses. What the court will ask you to do, because there will be a great deal of media coverage, you will discover. Court asks you to avoid all of that media coverage. Please do not talk to anyone about the case, not even each other. And we hope to see you tomorrow at 10 a.m. And for this evening, you are dismissed.
There's more to come at the Michelle Troconis trial in the Jennifer Farber Dulles case. The mystery deepens and justice seeks its course. Press subscribe now and stay tuned for more episodes unraveling the truths behind the most perplexing criminal cases from true crime today.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies. The list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies. The list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies. The list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies. The list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies. The list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.